Reginald Peters runs the online blog of the anti-Islam group, the English Defence League, and posts on its forums.
This moment, there's 98 people on this forum, which is, I don't know, is that a lot?
Peter says the internet is a good way to spread his ideas.
We no longer really communicate by letter, by, you know, concrete mail as such. So this is the only way now for a lot of people to communicate with other people who agree with them, or even if they disagree.
The English Defence League stages street protests against what it calls the Islamification of Britain. It's been in the spotlight since this man, Anders Behring Breivik, claimed to have links with the group, which it denies. Breivik admits to carrying out the terror attacks in Norway last month that left 77 people dead. Just before the attack, Breivik posted a 1,500-page anti-Islam manifesto online. In it, he says he was mentored by a British right-wing blogger. Paul Ray, who lives in Malta, denies being his mentor, but says he did communicate with Breivik, and his ideas may have inspired Breivik.
Of course there's parallels, but I won't put them parallels, or I won't put him, his deed, or what he has said on the table with anything I believe. And I will stick to that position, because them innocent young children.
Ray condemns Breivik's attack, but European security services say right-wing extremists are using the internet to market their ideologies and exchange ideas. Security expert Nigel Inkster.
So there is a great deal of activity going on, and I think in the case of Breivik, for example, the Norwegian case, it's evident that he was in communication with quite a wide range of like-minded individuals. Although groups like the English Defence League notably have moved very quickly to disassociate themselves from any institutional link with Breivik.
Norwegian police say Breivik appears to have carried out his attack alone, and says Inkster his internet communications appear to be easy to trace.
There's not much evidence that the techniques used by these groups to communicate are that sophisticated. I think it's pretty easy to monitor what's going on, in contrast to some of the more sophisticated techniques used by Islamist extremist groups, which involve things like steganography, encryption, and other things which are quite, shall we say, high-end.
Inkster says right-wing extremists may use the internet to share ideas, but at least for now, not apparently, for coordinating violence. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.